The National Transportation Safety Board has released sweeping recommendations for the maritime shipping industry. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, those recommendations follow the investigation of the sinking of the cargo ship El Faro. It went down in 2015, killing 33 people.
The El Faro, owned by the shipping company Toad Incorporated, used to make a run every week to Puerto Rico, delivering vehicles and containers. 2 years ago, it left its home port in Jacksonville, 2 days before a system brewing in the Atlantic spun up into Hurricane Joaquin, a Category 3 storm. Today, the NTSB tried to explain why the ship's captain, Michael Davidson, took the El Faro directly into the path of the storm. The NTSB staff found a long list of problems with the captain's decision-making. He relied on out-of-date information about Hurricane Joaquin's strength and track. Davidson ignored repeated suggestions from officers on the bridge that he change course, and he waited too long before giving the order to abandon ship. Here's NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt.
The El Faro did not have to sail into Hurricane Joaquin, and having met the hurricane, it didn't have to sink. The captain's decisions were important, but there's also more to this accident.
The NTSB says the ship owner, Toad Incorporated, has a role in the nation's worst maritime disaster in more than 30 years. The NTSB staff says Toad did not train the crew or set up a management system that would have ensured safe passage for their ship in heavy weather. For its part, the company has placed most of the blame on the ship's captain. When Captain Davidson issued the call to abandon ship, the NTSB staff says it was already too late to do so safely. The El Faro was equipped with outdated, open lifeboats. NTSB staffer John Furukawa says if the ship had been provided with modern, enclosed lifeboats, it could have made a big difference.
It is possible that some of the crew of El Faro might have survived if the ship had been outfitted with enclosed lifeboats.
The NTSB staff criticized the current safety inspection system as inadequate, and it says that all U.S. flagged ships should now be required to have updated life-saving equipment, including enclosed lifeboats. Greg Allen, NPR News.